It's an incredibly simple phrase. Baseball and Tampa Bay. For many, it immediately brings to mind the Rays, and understandably so. Since that first game in front of a packed house on March 31st, 1998, the team that resides under the big top on the corner of 1st Avenue South and 16th Street has become a perennial playoff contender and a model of small market innovation in Major League Baseball. But once you start to dig a little deeper, you quickly realize the passion Tampa Bay has for baseball not only predates the Rays, it goes back to a time when the region is just starting to be discovered by the rest of the country, and Tampa and St. Petersburg are beginning to form very different identities.
Prime Minister Wilfrid Laurier, standing in Regina's Victoria Square, raised his voice to praise the land's virtues. Dignitaries, townspeople, and country folk paraded dirt roads toward a new era in Canadian history. Territorial rule was coming to an end, and a new province was about to be christened. The promise of a better tomorrow began 100 years ago. Named after a Plains Indian word meaning swiftly flowing river, Saskatchewan was born in September 1905. Blessed with abundant natural resources and rich agricultural land, it has become the breadbasket of the world. Today, almost 1 million people call Saskatchewan home.